hit a piece in, had two little streaks in it this way. The loom in it. They bought vessels of that. All I spoke to you, my old dad in all his lifetime, he would have had the fat meat and slice it, and you had the loom.
Really?
I bought him a mini chunk.
You left that way?
He wanted the fattest he could get, and he'd take it and take his butcher knife and lay it down there and slice it up and fry it, kind of get it crispy. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. Be honest with you about it, you eat that better than you can the half a streak of lean, they call it.
Half of what?
You know, you get some of it's got streaks of lean in it. Mm-hmm. Well, to cook it out, if you don't watch out, you get that lean too hard and you couldn't eat it with a set of new false teeth. And you take the solid piece like he'd buy and I'd buy him even, you know.
What would you call the outside of
the
bacon? You know, the kind of
the
fat part.
Well, that there is just that's the fat of the bacon there.
Okay. What kind of meat is it that it comes in little length?
Length sausage?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever eat very much?
Yeah. We used to, when I was a boy coming up, we'd take them intestines, chitlins, and clean them and wash them and soak them, and grind up the sausage and put it in those things. That's like you buy at the store when I was coming up.
What do you call people that sell meat that don't eat? Is there a name for just the person who just sells meat? That's the only thing he does,
sells
meat.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but that. You take down here and the other man's got a market.
Mm-hmm.
Meat market, they call it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the man that runs the meat market?
He's the market man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, say if you kept meat too long, what happens to it?
Well, it gets old and stale and strong, just like anything else.
Mm-hmm. What's it do? Is it shrivel up or?
Well, it'll dry out and get tough.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, like a farmer like we used to do it, well, they'd stay in soil too long. Don't take it out there and hang it up and let it drain out and knock that salt off of it. It'll get tough, hard, dry.
Oil on the
other. Well, it won't spoil, but you get tough.
Okay. You know, after you butcher a hog, what do you do with the meat from its head?
Well, there's not much on it except the jaws.
Mm-hmm.
Trim that out, make lard out of that.
Trying to not add
it. Did you ever make cheese out of that, out of hog's head?
Say what?
You ever make a cheese out of
No. Whenever you cut his jaws off and this, that, and other, he just about done got his old son.
Mm-hmm.
Off of a hog head, just like a pitiful cow. Boy, on this morning where I carried that bunch right in there. That pitiful big Jersey Guernsey cow I had.
Mm-hmm.
Got a kid who died in about 4 days. Look at that. I didn't do right. I'm strong now. You'll come over this stuff. I'm back to it. It's hot.
Mm.
And ain't nothing to the whole kid has to get through. Now you can do this. I know my mother and grandfather. It's got to work in it. Get up there and when you're scraping the hog and dressing it,
mm-hmm.
you clean his head and face, get the hair off right just like you do anywhere else. And cut the